Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really exciting to dive into.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about a groundbreaking study that, honestly, it's kind of revolutionizing how we understand cancer-drug interactions.
Right, so this research team, led by scientists from Stanford and MD Anderson, they've basically figured out how to do massive CRISPR screens in 3D human organoids.
Okay, so for our listeners who might not be familiar, organoids are like these mini organs grown in the lab, right? They're way more realistic than just cells in a dish.
Exactly, and that's the key here, because up until now, most CRISPR screens have been done in those flat 2D cell cultures. But organoids, they actually mimic real tissue architecture.
So what did they actually do in this study?
Well, they took human gastric organoids, that's stomach tissue, and they engineered them to have cancer-related mutations. Specifically, they knocked out TP53 and APC genes.
Those are pretty major tumor suppressors, aren't they?
Yep. Really common mutations in gastric cancer. So once they had this model set up, they ran these huge CRISPR screens. We're talking over 12,000 different genetic perturbations.
12,000? That's incredible. And they were looking at how genes affect drug sensitivity, specifically to cisplatin, right?
Exactly. Cisplatin is a major chemotherapy drug, but not everyone responds to it the same way. So they wanted to figure out which genes make cancer cells more or less sensitive to the treatment.
And here's what I think is really cool. They didn't just use one CRISPR approach. They used three different types.
Yeah. So they had the standard CRISPR knockout, where you completely disrupt a gene. Then CRISPR-I, which turns genes down.
That's CRISPR interference, right?
Right. And CRISPR-A, which does the opposite. It cranks up gene expression. So they could see what happens when you knock out, turn down, or turn up different genes.
That's such a comprehensive approach. So what did they find?
Well, they identified dozens of genes that affect cisplatin sensitivity. Some were expected, like DNA repair genes. But they also found some really surprising ones.
Ooh, like what?
So one of the most interesting findings was this connection between protein fucosylation and cisplatin sensitivity. Nobody saw that coming.
Fucosylation. That's a sugar modification on proteins, right?
Exactly. They found that when you knock down certain DNA repair genes and treat with cisplatin, it suppresses this enzyme called GMDS, which is crucial for making fucosylated proteins.
And that actually helps cells survive the treatment?
Yeah. It's like a protective mechanism. When they artificially increased fucosylation, the cells became more sensitive to cisplatin.
Wow, so that could potentially be a therapeutic target.
Exactly what they're thinking. But here's where it gets even cooler. They also did single-cell CRISPR screens.
Oh, so they could see what's happening in individual cells.
Right. They combined CRISPR with single-cell RNA sequencing. So for each cell, they knew which gene was perturbed and what its entire gene expression profile looked like.
That's a huge amount of data.
Over 20,000 cells. And what they found was really interesting. In normal conditions, cells with different DNA repair gene knockdowns looked pretty different from each other.
But with cisplatin treatment?
They all converged. Cells with different nucleotide excision repair gene knockdowns all started showing similar gene expression patterns. Same with homologous recombination repair genes.
So the drug treatment revealed these underlying pathway relationships that weren't obvious before.
Exactly. It's like the cisplatin stress unmasked the true functional connections between these genes.
Now, they also identified a gene called TAF6L. What's the story there?
TAF6L was really interesting because it wasn't previously known to be involved in cisplatin response. It's a transcription factor component, and when they knocked it down, cells became hypersensitive to cisplatin.
But it doesn't directly affect DNA repair?
Nope, they tested that. What they found is that TAF6L is crucial for cell proliferation after cisplatin treatment. It's like it helps cells recover and start dividing again.
So it's not about surviving the initial damage. It's about bouncing back afterward.
Exactly. And when they looked at chromatin accessibility, TAT6L knockdown caused this massive decrease in open chromatin regions. Like, 36,000 regions became less accessible.
So it's basically controlling which genes can be turned on across the genome.
Right. So the big picture here is this study shows that you can do really sophisticated genetic screens in human organoids. Not just simple knockouts, but multiple CRISPR approaches, even single-cell analysis.
And why does that matter? I mean, beyond this specific cisplatin study.
Well, organoids are way more realistic than cell lines, right? They maintain tissue architecture. They're more similar to actual tumors. So if you can do these massive screens in organoids,
you can find drug targets and understand mechanisms in a much more relevant system.
Exactly. And you could do this with patient-derived organoids, too. So potentially, personalized medicine applications?
That's really exciting. So what do you think is next for this kind of research?
I think we'll see this approach applied to lots of different drugs and cancer types. The methods are established now. So it's really about scaling up and applying it broadly.
And probably not just cancer, right? Organoids are being developed for all kinds of tissues.
Oh, absolutely. Brain organoids, kidney organoids, liver. You could study drug responses and genetic interactions in all of these systems.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thanks to everyone listening. If you want to read the full paper, we'll have the link in the show notes.
Until next time, keep exploring the cutting edge of science with us.
See you next week.